If you're ready to say goodbye to being a boss babe or hustling 24/7, welcome to Life in Business. This is the podcast for women just like you who want an easy and effective way to grow your business that's built around genuine work-life balance, not growing a million-pound empire. I'm your podcast host, Libby Langley, award-winning business coach and Amazon best-selling author, known as the Queen of Easy Business because of my sensible and easy-to-implement ways to earn more by doing less. In Life in Business, I share with you how to make small but effective tweaks, how to be confident in your business decisions, and how to make a healthy and guilt-free profit doing exactly what you love the most without working 14 hours a day. Get ready to make your dreams a reality. Here's this week's episode. Hello, welcome to another episode of Life in Business with me, Libby Langley. I hope you're extremely well. And it's very nice to be here in your ears. I always feel privileged that you're here and you're listening. And I don't take it for granted because there are a billion other podcasts you could be listening to, but you're not. You're listening to this. And that's super. So I'm going to talk about an interesting topic today. And I'm going to talk about how you can cultivate a positive business mindset once you hit 40. Now, I know some of my listeners aren't at this age yet. Lucky you, I say. But keep listening anyway, because I promise you there is stuff in here that's going to be super useful for you. But I think the reason I kind of wanted to do something that's a bit age related is that shit starts to happen once you hit 40. I don't know. Your body's not the same as it was. Your mind's not the same as it was. And if you have perimenopausal, menopausal symptoms, then nothing is the same as it was. So there's kind of, I don't know, I guess kids start to get a bit older, you know, might be starting to leave home, do exams, all that kind of stuff. So there are lots of changes that happen in your 40s that perhaps don't happen at other stages of life. And I just thought it was kind of, I don't know, this is like super supportive to my women over 40 who are listening. So a massive shout out to you. We're in the same club here, girls, and it's fabulous, let's just say. I have to say that once I turned 40, things kind of started to get a bit easier. Not my actual 40th, because that was horrendous, but at 42, I met my husband. Well, no, I got together, so I'd known him before. I got together with my husband, 42, and, you know, never been happier, quite frankly, ever. So, you know, 40's the new, I don't know, whatever's supposed to be a good year, 21, whatever. My 20s were rubbish, so 40 is definitely great. So this is a positive experience. And I want to talk about a positive business mindset with you today. Now, not in a, you know, kind of bullshit, kind of standing in the mirror, you know, you're the man kind of way. What was that? That was in an episode of Friends, wasn't it? Where Bruce Willis was doing that in the, what did he say? I can't remember what he's saying. You're the best. You're the man. Forget what it is in the mirror. But you know what I'm sure you understand the reference there, but not in that kind of way. So this is about a positive mindset and not toxic positivity either. This is about genuine and kind of happy inner positivity, right? And how that can lead to more success in your business journey. And success is whatever it means to you, right? Success isn't about a million-pound empire. I mean, it is for some, but it ain't for me and it ain't for you, which is why you're here. But success comes in all sorts of guises. But you've got to kind of have the right mindset in order to achieve the success that you want. If not, there's a mismatch somewhere along the way. And then that would need looking at and sorting, right? But this is about cultivating a positive business mindset once you hit 40 and get over 40, but in a kind of holistic and gentle way. So that's caveat done. So the first thing to kind of think about is to recognize and overcome as much as you can the limiting beliefs that you have. And they might well be different once you hit 40, for sure. All sorts of doubts can start to creep in. And there, you know, you think you're too old to kind of, oh, I don't know, be on Instagram, whatever, show your face anymore, adapt to changes. You know, all these are kind of limiting beliefs. Like the younger people are doing it. I don't want to be on TikTok because I'm too old and therefore I'm not going to be a success. I mean, all those, they're just not true, right? They're just not true. You are more fabulous now than you've ever been in your entire life. And therefore, you have more opportunity to be successful. You're better set up for success now than you ever have been in your life. And so that doesn't, you know, kind of recognizing that as a limiting belief and then reframing it is going to be absolutely your first step to being the success that you want to be, right? I don't think that anyone is ever too old to succeed at anything, okay? I remember when I worked in education, which I worked for an FE college before I started my business, worked for a couple actually over the years in my career, and I dealt a lot with apprenticeships. I was on the commercial team, so kind of money-making stuff, and the apprenticeships, you often think they're like for 16 to 18-year-olds and stuff like that, but actually the oldest person that we had was 73. And I can't quite remember exactly what it was that they were doing, but I've got a feeling it was something like bricklaying, right? It was something really just completely different. And it was just something that they'd always wanted to do. And so they were taking the opportunity to do it. So, you know, you're never too old to succeed, right? Or to adapt. So important. Age doesn't, it just doesn't flipping matter, you know. So what age does bring is experience, which is worth a lot, right? My business is built on, I mean, yes, I've got qualifications. I've got an MBA and all these qualifications and stuff. But largely, the advice, guidance and support and coaching that I give to my clients and the things I talk about here on my podcast and I've written in my book is about the experience that I've had in business. It's lived experience. And if I didn't have that, I wouldn't be able to do the business that I've got today and I wouldn't be able to help the clients that I help. So experience is a good thing, okay? And it also brings with it, age also brings with it some wisdom. And there is a sense of not caring quite so much about some of the things that you used to care about, okay? There is kind of an element of that about stuff, you know? You're more resilient, really. And you can reframe any kind of negative limiting belief, negative thought or limiting belief to recognize the unique value that age brings. You know, if you say, well, I'm too old to succeed, it's like, what's the opposite of that? Well, I've got lived experience. I've got all this wisdom. Oh my God, there was the time I did this and it was awful. And now I can share that experience. All that stuff is so good, right? It's so, so useful. This kind of self-awareness is absolutely key here, right? You've got to, in order to be a success in what you want to be a success as, however success looks for you, you've got to kind of look inwardly. You've got to look inwardly to understand yourself a bit more, yeah? And acknowledge your strengths. Know what you're really good at. And if you feel like just utterly blocked and so that you have this terrible mindset and you can't get out of this spiral and, oh, it all feels terrible and you're too old and too frumpy and what, you're not dressed right to go on Instagram, whatever you might be feeling, right? All of which are, you know, things that you feel. So I'm not here to diminish those. But what it's worth doing is kind of writing a list of these things, of what's in your head. And once you write a list of all this stuff that's going around, all these limiting beliefs you've got or kind of negative thoughts, then rather than it being, oh my God, look at all this stuff that's so awful about me, it actually breaks it down for you. So it makes it into smaller stuff. you know, you might have 10 things on your list. And rather than being one negative, massive blocker of limiting belief carnage, then you've got 10 things that you can kind of address one by one, which makes it so much easier. So I would suggest that you write a list of any limiting beliefs that you have, and then kind of see if you can reframe them a bit, or imagine if someone else said them to you. That's often the easiest way to do it. Imagine someone else said all these things to you about themselves, right? You were talking to a friend and they said all these things. What would you say back to them? And what you would say back to your friend would be true, would be absolutely what you would believe. So if you give that advice to other people, then perhaps you can start to see how that might be the case for you, right? So it's a really good exercise, that. And stops everything being like this big, crazy wall block of a blur as to why you can't achieve anything and why your mindset just spirals, which is just awful. And, you know, if you're perimenopausal and you've got brain fog and all this stuff as well, then, you know, this is a really good exercise to go through too, because it does help you have clarity, which is what is needed to be successful. So building resilience and confidence are things that we need to do in order to cultivate this positive business mindset. It is a crucial step, and practical tips are going to help along the way. So how to build resilience, I mean, and confidence, they kind of go, they're kind of the same thing. I mean, they're not, but they're kind of the same thing. One comes, feeds off the other, is to set some boundaries. And I love boundaries. You know that. I absolutely love boundaries. So block things out in your calendar, when you're going to do things and when you're not. Allow people to book calls with you according to a schedule that you have set. And there will always be some time that works for everybody. It's not something that you need to bend over backwards for and all of that, really. So set the boundaries, decide what hours you want to work, who you want to work with, what you will do for the money they're paying you. Goodness me, I mean, that's us. That sounds very Demi Moore in and Robert Redford, doesn't it? But no. set your prices accordingly, right, is what I mean, and have a clear kind of client expectation and a schedule of works and all of this kind of stuff. Set those boundaries in place and block out time in your diary for your own self-care and for working on yourself and looking at overcoming your limiting beliefs. That's all valid stuff in terms of a business, for sure. So set those boundaries and block out any time that you need in order to be able to move forward on things. And seek out some support networks. There are lots of support networks out there for lots of different things. So you can find a Facebook group that will support you on almost any issue or stage of life or limiting belief that is going through your head, right? You don't have to pay for kind of one-to-one therapy or anything like that necessarily. I mean, obviously that's brilliant, but a support network is a group of people who feel the same as you, generally speaking, and you can get support and guidance from them, and you can talk things through, and that's really, really important. And honestly, Facebook groups is kind of one of the best places to access this. And there are some really good ones out there that are really strict on what you can and can't post. So they're not spammy, they're perfectly private, all these kind of things. So look for something that's going to help you, depending on what your limiting belief or what your particular kind of the thing is that's stopping you have this positive mindset, you know, the thing that kind of comes back to. And it might be, it could quite easily be a medical thing, right? I've mentioned perimenopause a few times. Could be something to do with that. And there are tons of support groups out there that can help you with that. So access them, make use of them, talk things through, and make sure that you prioritize your own self-care. You know, if you can't take time off at lunchtime to go for a walk around the block, if you want, if that's what you want to do, you know, then you've got to set different boundaries in your business. If that's something that you know really will really help you with your mindset and with physically sitting at a desk all day or however you work your business, then that's something that's got to be a priority. And if you're not taking care of yourself, then your business will suffer. simple as. I mean, I know when I have too much going on, and generally speaking, it's in my head, right? It's mental energy that I expend on my business and on things in everyday life. It's not physical. But I know when I get to the point when I'm kind of overwhelmed and things are too much, I know to step away, and I know when to step away, and I know what I kind of need to do, and I allow myself the time to do that, because I cannot continue to build the successful business that I want and the life that I want if my head's not in the right place. Okay, so I recognize the kind of warning signs, if you like, and this is all part of kind of building my own resilience in life. And it's not always easy, but this having self-awareness and recognizing this is going to make it much easier, okay? Managing your workload is another thing that you can do. And again, a lot of that comes down to boundaries and time blocking, okay? If you're hugely overworked but earning a fortune, maybe that's worth the trade-off. Not necessarily, but, you know, maybe. But if you're overworked and not earning enough, then that comes back to the issue of looking at your packages, your pricing, who you're working with, and all these kind of things, okay? And also surrounding yourself with a community of like-minded individuals. Now, there's some brilliant business communities out there. I mean, you can find people on Instagram who become your favourite biz buddy quite easily. And they're the people who will support you in your business. And this is slightly different to kind of seeking out a support network that I said before. But if you join a mastermind group, for example, or if you set up your own, you know, a networking group, something like that, actually kind of having these like-minded individuals there will really help you. And that could be something that you do outside of work as well. You know, you could join a local dog walking group, or I don't know, go swimming with some people, or a book club, or whatever it is that you enjoy doing. Being with people who kind of get you and have the same interests and, importantly, mindset about things just makes you feel that you're not so alone in life and not so alone in business. This loneliness can be a real factor once you hit 40 and get older, because yeah, like I say, there's a lot of changes that can happen and it can be really challenging. So the more support, the more you feel part of something and you know that you're not alone in this, the happier you're going to be. The happier you are going to be in business and the more successful you're going to be in business. And oh my goodness, that's what I want you to achieve, is I want you to build, to be successful and to have the life that you want. So all of this community connecting as well, like-minded individuals, it helps you face challenges head on, okay? Because when you know you're not alone, oh my goodness me, you can achieve so much more. And if you celebrate your wins along the way too, that is going to help you build your confidence. Now, how often do you actually just stop and think, I did good today. I'm so clever. Look in the mirror and go, yeah, I'm the man, right? How often do you do that? Not very. But sometimes you just do deserve a high five when you just look at what you've achieved and you look at how far you've come. And that's a really brilliant way to build your confidence in business, because you've got proof, right? It's not anecdotal. It's not community given. It's categoric, empirical data that says you have achieved all this. And it's incredible, right? That's absolutely incredible stuff to keep in your armory, yeah? To keep there and to keep reminding you and to have this kind of positive mindset. And so when you're having a day when things aren't as great, you can always say to yourself, yeah, but look what I have done. These things are cool. Today I'm having an off day. Fine. Look at all these things that I've achieved. Aren't I amazing in the grand journey of business? Yes, yes, you are. I'll tell you that now. And another issue we need to perhaps talk about is navigating challenges and embracing change. Ooh, change. Well, there's a lot of it, isn't there, out there, particularly when it comes to technology advancements. So you just get to the point where you have mastered a particular software or a particular thing on Instagram or And then everything changes. So that it can be an absolute nightmare. And I mean, AI is a massive thing now. I love it. I will record a podcast about this at some point because I find it hugely useful within my business. So I'll share with you why. But it's a massive technology advancement, right? That's really only happened in the first few months of 2023. It's sudden and now it's everywhere and everyone's talking about it. And if you don't know what it is or haven't used it yet, there's a real kind of fear that you can just feel utterly left out, that you need to be doing something that you're not. And that's kind of never the case. But recognizing that there are technology advancements and some you'll embrace and some you won't, that's all fine, right? I've dabbled in TikTok and honestly, I hate it. And I'm not going to do it. And that's a technology advancement I couldn't care less about. Yes, I could get new eyes on my content by being on there, but I hate the layout. I hate the fact it doesn't mute when you first go into it. And so I'm not going to use it. I don't use it, right? And that's okay, because that was a conscious choice to do that. And I think that's kind of the point, rather than thinking, oh, I need to do this, everyone's doing that. And it's like, yeah, I don't want to. I can't be bothered. I'm not going to. I've got other things I'm going to do. That's all okay to absolutely say that. There will always be shifts in the marketplace too, in the market. There will always be new opportunities. There will always be different opportunities. There will always be something new and shiny that comes along. You don't need to follow it all. If you stick to what you're doing and you do it well and you talk about it often enough, you're going to have the clients that you want, okay? Your business really can be that simple. And the same goes with work-life balance. If you have a simple business setup that attracts the right people, that's costed appropriately, you can work less because everything's set up for how you want it to be. And I've done a lot of podcasts about work-life balance, so you can just look through and find them all. And also, if you haven't read my book yet, then read that, because that's absolutely jam-packed with ways that you can work less and earn more and embrace true happiness. It's called Life in Business, and I'll put a link in the show notes, but that's absolutely worth you looking for support in. But if you're open to change and you embrace a bit of flexibility and maybe see the fun in learning new things or just decide it ain't for you, whichever way, then you're going to be happier. You're going to be more positive because you're not putting pressure on yourself to kind of always be ahead and always do stuff. And if there is stress that creeps in, if there is overwhelm, then you can make time for just enjoying things out of work. Do some mindfulness exercises, perhaps. Take regular breaks and, like I said before, block out this time in your diary for doing things, even if it's just an hour for a dog walk at lunchtime. That will make a difference overall. That will manage your stress. That will help you stay positive in times of change and times of overwhelm and times when, you know, your body or your mind is not doing quite what you expected it to do. Okay, because there are always those times too, once you get over 40, that, what the hell's going on today? Why does that hurt? That didn't hurt yesterday. So taking time for yourself will help you grow your business. It sounds like it's not going to. It sounds like a kind of, I don't know, is an oxymoron the right word there? But it is, trust me. The more you balance everything and the more you have time to enjoy things, the more your business will grow. It is. It's proven, absolutely proven. So remember that you have the power to shape your mindset and create the future you dream of, okay? Not in a bullshit way, but in an honest, recognizing where you are and how you're feeling, what your limited beliefs are, kind of way. Acknowledging that resilience and confidence come from you setting out boundaries, you being kind to yourself, you getting support, and you celebrating what you've already achieved and how you've already won at life and won in business. And then knowing that change is going to happen and it kind of doesn't really matter. You know, as long as you know how to use a smartphone, then you're probably all right. Yeah, I mean, I love technology. I admit that, you know, I love technology, but I don't embrace it all because then that would become my job. And so there's times when you have to say, no, doesn't matter. That's it. Move on. So knowing yourself, being kind to yourself, being honest and true to yourself, knowing that you're the flipping thing that matters in all this, yeah? If you're broken, then everything's broken. So we don't want you to ever get to the point where you're broken. What we want is for you to cultivate this positive business mindset. When you're over 40, or if you're coming up to 40, or if you're 65, yeah? These rules apply to everybody of all ages, but I've specified kind of over 40 because it is when, you know, your body starts to fall apart. So it is a time, particular time of change for women. So what I want you to do today is I want you to stay empowered. I want you to stay inspired. And I want you to keep going because you're doing a fantastic job, my friend. And I'm extraordinarily proud of you. So keep it up. Keep smiling. Implement the tips and tricks that I've said today. And here is to your super positive mindset future. Lots of love. I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.